Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, the story of a man who could not live in the present and could not forget the past until he came face to face with it one hot afternoon in Rome. Vic Perrin stars in William Keneally's story, Roman Afternoon.
Rome was different. Oh, there were plenty of Americans along the Via Veneto, but they no longer wore the green scarf of the Fifth Army. The Excelsior Hotel was different, too. In the days when Rome was just another bivouac on the bloody march up the boot, the Excelsior was reserved for staff officers and VIPs. So, naturally, it was out of bounds to me. Today, anybody can get in. Anybody who has $20 a day for a room. So, naturally, that's where we stayed. Helen and I. Coming to Rome was my idea. Staying at the Excelsior was Helen's. No wonder it's like the Palmer House in Chicago during a convention.
Mildred, take a Looper. Whatever are you doing in Rome?
Helen!
Well, it is a small world.
Hello, Mildred.
Jim. Gee, this is wonderful. When'd you get here? How long are you going to stay?
We just flew down from Paris this morning.
From what I've seen, I'm ready to go right back.
This hotel can't compare to the George V in Paris.
And I hear the men pinch you right on the street.
That's right, but you get used to it. They're so handsome.
Oh, not me.
Oh, darling, believe me, Rome is heaven, not the least bit like Des Moines.
You didn't expect it to be, did you, Mildred?
Well, no, of course not.
Rome is the most wonderful city in the world.
Yes, dear. Mildred, that's all I've heard since we left home.
What am I saying? That's all I've heard since we've been married. I swear, to hear Jim talk, you'd think he had some unfinished business here left over from the war.
Maybe I have.
Look out, your unfinished business doesn't finish you. You're not as young as you once were, buddy boy.
Will you shut up?
Jim.
I'm fed up with your yak.
But, Jim.
You've complained about the food and the prices and the service. You've compared every cathedral in Europe to the Baptist Church in Des Moines and every old master to Grant Wood. You haven't closed your mouth since we started on this trip. And I'll kiss a carabiniere at high noon in the Piazza di Popolo if you said one intelligent word.
Where are you going?
Out.
But what am I going to do?
Why don't you catch a movie? I hear Gone with the Wind's playing at Lowe's Lasagna with English titles.
Jim!
Now, darling.
Oh, Mildred. I'm sorry you had to witness this.
Now, you just forget all about it, Helen. Come on. I'll take you to Alfredo's for lunch. You'll love it. Everybody goes to Alfredo's every day.
I just don't know what's come over him, Mildred. Ever since we left home, he's gotten crankier and crankier. But he never walked out on me before. And we got tickets for the opera tonight. And what's a carabiniere?
A policeman. Now, let him go, honey. He'll be back in time for the opera. They always come back, American men. What you need is to have your hand kissed by a European. You'll never be the same again.
As I walked down the Via Veneto toward the Piazza Barberini, the cool shade of the plane trees untied the hard knots inside me. And it was as though there were two of me. For beside me strode the tall, thin combat infantryman I had once been, the BAR man up from Salerno and the Volturno and Bloody Anzio. And it was another hot June afternoon. The afternoon Mark Clark's tanks rolled into Rome bedecked with garlands of crazy, laughing girls. This, Joe?
Wow, I never saw so many tomatoes in my life, at least so many ripe ones.
Ciao, Joe.
Hey, what do you know? She knows my name.
Tutti gli americani si chiamano Joe.
No capisce, no speak of Italian, but that don't make no difference. We don't need a talk. Hey, what's the matter with your girlfriend? What's she crying for?
Piano, perché sono felice.
Sure, sure, I'll take a half a dozen. Hey, kids, what do you say we tie on the feed bag, huh? Eat, you know, spaghetti vino.
Okay, Joe.
Oh, you do speak of the English.
Okay, Joe.
Fine, that's all the English you gotta know. I wonder what she'd do for a carton of cigarettes, Jim.
Do you want for me to ask her?
Uh-oh. Shut my mouth. This one's speaking the English.
A little.
I hope you'll forgive my friend. He was only kidding.
Oh, capisco.
Why are you crying?
I cry because I am happy.
Oh.
I thank you for coming. For giving us back Rome.
Ah, that's okay. Think nothing of it. Now, how about it? Let's all get ourselves a little ciao.
Ciao? Ciao means hello in Italiano.
In American, it means food.
Oh, it's strange.
Ciao, Joe.
Hey, how she know my name?
Paola thinks all Americans are named Joe.
Oh, well, they aren't, but I am. Now, what about ciao?
Ciao, Joe.
You bet, Paoli.
If you would be so kind... Come, my mother will fix food.
Oh, Joe didn't mean that. We'll take you to a restaurant.
My mother owns a ristorante, La Gioconda. It's just down this little street.
Oh, well, in that case, let's give Mom our business.
But you will not pay.
Oh, no, we're not looking for handouts.
I wish. My mother will wish. We wish to thank you.
Well, let's go then. What are we waiting for?
Now, you're sure it'll be all right?
I am sure. Come.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Jim, looks like we're in like Flynn. This has turned out to be quite a war.
Joe, I never saw such a beautiful face in all my life.
Oh, now listen, buddy. You ain't going to spoil everything by falling in love, are you?
I already have.
This is the ristorante of my mother. Enter, please.
Mamma, guarda chi ti ho portato. Dei soldati americani. Eranno vanne.
Ah, americani. Entrate, entrate.
This is my mother, signori.
How do you do, ma'am?
It's awfully nice of you to have us, ma'am.
E chi sono? Americani. Dei veri americani. Mamma mia, quanto sono grossi. E hanno pure fame.
And this is Paola's brother, Gino. He is mama's waiter.
Hi, Gino.
Buongiorno, signore.
I'm glad to meet you, Gino.
Signore.
Andiamo, Gino.
Sì, sì.
Paola, venita in cucina.
Hey, where are they going?
To fix the food.
Hey, let me help, too.
You know, this is very kind of you.
It is a great pleasure for us.
What's your name?
Rosanna.
Rosanna. It's like music.
And you? How are you called?
James.
James. Giacomo. You are Giacomo.
Yeah, I guess that's the way you say it in Italian. My friends call me Jim, though, and people who really like me call me Jimmy.
Jim. Jimmy, sì. Jimmy is good. It tastes good on my tongue.
Where is she now? This Rosanna who found my name so pleasing so long ago. Might I find her along the narrow sidewalk of the Via Sistina, which we used to climb on our way to the Borghese Gardens? Or perhaps here at the top of the Spanish steps, sweeping in graceful steepness from the Church of the Trinità dei Monti down to the lunatic traffic on the Piazza di Spagna far below? Everything was just as I remembered it. The children played their timeless games on the steps just as they always had. And later, when the sun sinks beyond the great dome of St. Peter's, the swallows will surely fill the evening air with graceful swooping and tiny squeaks of twilight happiness, while the bells of 1,000 Roman churches peal out in muted cacophony, just as they will forever in this city of eternal beauty, just as they did that wartime evening so long ago.
It is the saddest and the most beautiful time.
Beautiful, but not sad.
I think it is sad to watch another day die.
But there's a new day tomorrow. In between, a night filled with stars. Yes,
See, a moon, a full moon. I ordered it especially for us.
You are wonderful, Jimmy.
Mia carissima. Bellissima Rosanna.
Vero.
Vero.
Today, the Tiber still finds its sluggish way past Hadrian's tomb and laps the timeless banks of Caesar City. The great ruined galleries of the Colosseum still lock tight an oval of clear Roman sky. But never again will they frame such a moon as once they did that night so long ago.
Oh, I wish I could make that moon stay right where it is forever. I wish I could make time stop. I wish we could be like this for as long as this wall shall stand.
No dawns, no sunsets, no bright noons?
No. Nothing but you and me like this. Always and always.
But nothing stands still. Everything must move, forward or backward.
I know, I know. And you will move forward. You will leave one day to go on to the north to fight your war.
I have to.
I know. And I will go backward, further and further backward in your memory, until at last I will no longer be, because you will no longer think of me.
No. No, I'll come back for you.
Will you?
Yes, when the war is over, I'll come back and I'll take you to America with me.
What if you don't come back?
But I will.
What if you are killed? Men do get killed in the war.
Oh, they can't kill me now. I've got something to live for, everything. Oh, I nearly forgot.
What, Jimmy?
I nearly forgot to ask you. Will you marry me?
Oh, yes. Yes, Jimmy. Yes, yes. Amore mio.
But that was in the moonlight a long time ago. The Colosseum is hot and hard and ugly now in the baking sun. Rosanna had been right, at least partially right. What do you want to go marry an Itai for, the boys had said. Are you sure she'd be happy in America, your mother had written. The army takes a dim view of such marriages, the company commander had said. It's a dirty trick on Helen, your conscience, it said. After all, everyone in Des Moines expects you two to be married as soon as the war's over. And you listen to them, all of them. The cynics, the wise guys, the well-intentioned loved ones. But you never stopped listening to Rosanna either.
And I will go backward, further and further, backward in your memory. Until at last, I will no longer be, because you will no longer think of me.
But she was wrong there. How very, very wrong. Have you ever ceased to think of her? Has a day gone by when you haven't remembered Rosanna? Rosanna, whom you've hurt so badly, and who, without malice or intention, has built a prison of remembrance around you from which there is no escape. Turn back from the past to which there is no returning. Turn back from the recent past as dead as these ancient ruins. Turn to the empty, noisy future. Back up the Via Veneto. Lose yourself in the swirling, chattering crowd, in the rude flatulence of the motor scooters and the screaming cacophony of Italian traffic. But can you? No, I didn't come all this way to taste the bitter sweetness of memory. I came back across space and time to find Rosanna. To tell her that I love her, that I have always loved her.
Taxi! 24 Via Gabriele. Il ristorante Gioconda.
La Gioconda. The restaurant of the mother of Rosanna. The tiny restaurant where that woman of great heart and great bosoms had thanked you and your buddy with spaghetti and wine for giving her back her beloved city. Nothing has changed. The same tables on the same tiny terrace, The same sign needing a coat of paint. Everything the same.
Cosa desidera?
You are Gino?
Sì, sono Gino.
Do you remember me?
Remember? Ma questa parola... Ah, sì, ricordo. No, no, signore. I regret...
Don't you remember the day we liberated Rome?
Jimmy! Ah, oh, no, non è possibile. Jimmy, il soldato americano.
That's right.
Oh, Jimmy! Formidabile. So long time.
It's good to see you again, Gino.
You look well. Just the same.
Oh, well, maybe not exactly the same. We get older and heavier.
Sicuro, Jimmy. Troppa pasta, eh? But then, nothing stands still. Everything moves forward or backward. But this is not time for philosophia. This is time for celebration. You have a little glass with me.
Sure, I will.
Va bene. I get some vino.
Tell me, Gino, does Rosanna's mother still own this place?
Oh, no, Jimmy, no. She is now with the angels of heaven. Now I am the padrone.
And Rosanna?
She's well.
You see her often?
Sì. Salute.
Salute. Do you know where she lives?
Sì. Where?
Tell me where. I've got to see her. I've got to talk to her.
Why?
I was in love with her, Gino.
See?
And she was in love with me.
Yes, I know. Ma, that was a long time ago.
I have never forgotten her, Gino.
Perhaps she has forgotten you.
Oh, I don't think so. We were too much in love.
Dio mio. La mia moglie.
The voice that blared out of the dark interior of the little restaurant sounded like Rosanna's mother. Only Gino had said she was dead. And then the owner of the voice appeared in the doorway. She was heavy-set and bosomy and seemed somehow familiar. She looked like Rosanna's mother, even to the mole on the chin.
Ma davvero?
Davvero.
Ma che mi pigliassi? Jimmy. How are you, Jimmy? What are you doing in Roma? Oh, it is so good to see you again.
Aha!
You forget Rosanna. I told you you would.
Is it really you, Rosanna?
No, sure, it's me. I change. I get fat.
No, only...
You change too, Jimmy. You get fat too. What do you do in Rome? You have a wife, Jimmy?
Yes, I'm married.
Good. How many kids you got?
None, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's bad. You should have lots of kids. Gino and me, we have four.
Gino and you?
That's good. Hey, what's the matter with you, Gino? You not tell Jimmy we're married.
Tell you, ma'am, I didn't have a chance yet. You talk too much.
Cosa è questo qui? Che è un good bottle di... of wine for Jimmy. This is a poison. What's
all right,
the matter with
all
you?
All right.
No, this is perfectly okay.
No, I'll go get some Lacrima Christi.
Jimmy... So what do you do in Roma?
I came to look for something I lost a long time ago.
You find it?
No. No, I've looked everywhere. I guess it's lost for good.
Was it important, Jimmy?
No, I guess it really wasn't as important as I thought it was.
Ecco, Lacrima Christi.
Ah, sì, it's better. Salute, Jim.
Salute.
So, everything worked out okay for you, Jimmy? You marry nice American girl, you rich.
I'm not rich.
All Americans are rich. You remember the sister of Gino, Paola?
Paola? Oh, yes. Yes, I do. How is she?
She's rich. She married to American lieutenant just after the war. Now she lives in Chicago. She has a big car, a big televisione, a big fat husband. But she's not happy. Gino and me, we got four fat bambini.
Maybe five.
Sicuro, maybe. We have no car, no televisione, no money. But we have a little ristorante, so... Anyway, we don't go hungry. I think... I am more lucky than Paolo.
I'm sure you are.
Ecco, Giovannini. What does he want now?
What does he want? Why don't you go find out?
Mo vado a bere. Quando scocci. Se non ci vado io, chi ci va? Suo padre, no, davvero. Manco sai che una fascia.
E vattene, cicciona. Tu fai il tuo lavoro che io faccio il mio.
Sì, invece di stare a fa niente tutto il giorno, mi desi i numeri.
Niente tutto il giorno, sì.
I'll be right back, Jimmy, mi scusi.
Well, Jimmy?
Rosanna looks fine, just fine.
She's a fine woman.
But, Gino, she talks so much. Like my wife.
Like all women. Now, you don't have to listen.
When the way she talks, to you, I mean. Of course, I don't understand Italian.
Let her talk. She enjoys it. Jimmy, there's only one important thing.
What's that?
Who wears the pants in the family. So she talks, ma, I'm the papa, and she knows it. So everybody's happy, huh?
Yeah, everybody's happy.
Where are you going, Jimmy?
My wife will be waiting for me at the hotel. You say goodbye to Rosanna for me, will you?
No. I thought you had something you wanted to say to her.
No, not any longer. I said it all a long time ago.
Jim, thank heavens you're back safe. I was worried about you.
I'm sorry, darling. And I'm sorry about losing my temper today, too. Did you have a good time with Mildred?
Did I? Is she the gay one? Let me tell you. Why, she knows half the men in Rome. Coming around the table and bowing and kissing our hands. What a town this is. I really believe I could... But I forgot. I talked too much.
Go ahead. I like it.
You what?
I like to hear you talk.
I swear, Jim, I just can't make you out sometimes. You're so unpredictable. Oh, my, look at the time. We got to start dressing or we'll be late for the opera.
Oh, we're not going to the opera tonight.
Why not?
I've got other plans.
Would you mind letting me in on them?
Well, not at all. I want to show you the sunset from the top of the Spanish Steps. And then... later, I want to show you the Colosseum in the moonlight.
Oh, darling, it sounds wonderful.
It is. And there's no one in the world I'd rather see them with than you.
Romance is produced by William Frug and was today directed by William N. Robeson. Roman Afternoon was adapted for radio by Mr. Robeson from an original story by William Keneally and starred Vic Perrin as Jim. Others in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Nan Boardman, Paul Duboff, Peg LaCentra, and Jay Novello. Musical supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Every Sunday, the Woolworth Hour brings you talented and creative personalities who are exploring new directions in music, and tomorrow is no exception. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations.